Like it. Glory to God. Wonderful food. Praise God. Sister Savage was singing just now, and it took me back years ago. And I was a lost boy in an old school bus. And a bunch of us guys had got there, and we'd been playing football. And Alvin Shepherd, for some unknown reason, Alvin began to sing that song. Praise God, I'm saved. And we wasn't. There wasn't a one of us saved. When it came back, it's clear to me, Sister Savage, because last year, Alvin committed 2 murders and then committed suicide. Now, brother, I wish he really would be saved. I wished he really had been able to sing it. Praise God. I wish he could have meant it from the bottom of his heart. Glory to God. This is a one-shot trip we're on. Ain't no turning back. Praise God. Ain't no second chances except the ones the Lord gives you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Appreciate the Lord. Help us while we sing a song. Brother Rick, you want to help? Oh, you're playing drums. All right. Well, John saw a city that knew Jerusalem. Well, John saw a city that knew Jerusalem. Well, he's coming down out of heaven, Lord. Room for everyone. Well, I'm going to a city 1,500 miles long. Yes, I'm going to a city 1,500 miles long. Well, it's coming down out of heaven, Lord. Room for everyone. Well, there in that city, saints are wearing long white robes. Yes, there in that city, saints are wearing long white robes. I can hardly wait to get one in that city 1,500 miles long. Where are you going to that city 1,500 miles long? Are you going to that city 1,500 miles long? Well, it's coming down out of heaven, Lord. Room for everyone. Well, there in that city, the king sits high upon his throne. Well, there in that city, the king sits high upon his throne. Well, his face lights up that city, Lord, 1,500 miles long. Well, I'm going to the city 1,500 miles long. Yes, I'm going to the city 1,500 miles long. Well, it's coming down out of heaven, Lord. Room for everyone. I lost a loved one time. I was sitting around trying to figure out in my mind what was going on in heaven when that loved one crossed over. And I was sitting there strumming a little guitar. And the Lord gave me this verse. Ain't no dying in that city. Death is an enemy of the past. Ain't no dying in that city. Death is an enemy of the past. Ain't no gravestones in glory. Not that city 1,500 miles long.
Tool City, 1,500 miles long. Well, I'm going to a city 1,500 miles long. Well, it's coming out of heaven, Lord. Room for everyone. Oh, won't you lift your hands and give him a praise? Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm a country boy, but I think I could learn to love that place. Amen. As a matter of fact, I've already got a love for it. Praise God. We're my wife and I are just about as country as you'll ever find. And we live in a place where unless you're really wanting to see neighbors, praise God, you don't see any. I've kidded with folks before and told them we live just a little bit on just this side of where the world drops off. Praise God. And Brother James Comer came up to the house one time and he was looking for us. And Brother James had heard me say that and he called me on the way up there. And he said, "Brother, I'll be there in a few minutes." And I said, "All right." He said, "I got a GPS. I told my wife, I said, "Oh, no." 2 hours and something later, he called me from downtown. He said, "You're going to have to come and get me." Praise God. "I don't know where in the world you live at." I got there and pulled in beside of him. He said, "Brother," said, "you really did tell the truth, didn't you?" Praise God. But heaven's going to be different. Glory to God. Heaven's going to be different. Glory to the Lamb. In Acts chapter 27, I'd like to preach to you for just a few moments. I know you're tired. I know you're full. And we love you. Yeah, it's a sight what I don't know. You ever thought about what you don't know? That's a sight what I don't know. Brother Savage asked me to preach in the homecoming service. And just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I wondered what a homecoming was. I mean, I've been saved for a day or two, but I never really pondered on it, I guess, what a homecoming is. And so it's coming home. So I Googled it. Found out what homecoming was. And it's a celebration of the anniversary of an assembly of believers. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's observed on the day of that church's birth. And sometimes it's just a symbol of the day. But often it's the gathering in of folks that have been gone for a while. Praise God. I thought about some more, and Brother MacDonald doesn't know me very well, but about a few years ago, a year and a half ago, I was really ill. 18 months, I was on a walker, and before God touched me, and this church, I came by and preached a few nights revival. And this church took up a pounding for us that we couldn't even get everything that they brought to us in our car. Hallelujah. And so, whether you realize it or not, we've come home today too. Praise God. And as a matter of fact, most of God's people feel that way. When they get together, they feel like they finally come home. There's a community of believers. There's a spirit among us, and it's a precious thing. Praise God, and we love you. And I want to preach to you for just a few moments from Acts chapter 27. I'd like to read just a few verses there and try my best to get out of your way. Acts 27, beginning in verse number 37. And I only thing about Brother McDonald's message this morning that I wished was different is I wished I had all my lost loved ones here. I wished I had all my friends and my neighbors. Praise God. If you ought to heard it. If you ought to get the CD if you weren't able to be here this morning. It's just wonderful. In Acts chapter 27 and verse 37, and we were all in the ship, 260 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, unto the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoist up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which should swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Praise God. Would you help me pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your word, Lord. We're grateful for the presence of the Holy Ghost. We're grateful, Lord, for the precious presence, Lord, we felt in this day, God. The fellowship, Lord, of your people, God. Just a wonderful feeling, Lord, of being among yours, God. But, Lord, there are needs here, Lord, and there are things, God, and only you can fix, Lord. Only you're able, God. Only you're powerful enough. And I pray, Lord, that you'd bless this altar service, God. Higher, better, Lord, than anything that's been done yet, God. Let this altar, Lord, draw, Lord, and let us lay down things that we need to lay down and pick up things we need to pick up, God. And move, Lord, around this altar. And we'll fail not to give you the praise and honor and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for standing. Glory to God. I'd like to take my text today, praise God, in verse number 44. In verse number 44 said, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped. They escaped all safe to land. And I'd like to preach to you just for a few moments. And if you'd like to put a title on it, I'd like to preach on bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. Praise God. We often, in life, our journey in life has been likened to a voyage on the ocean. Life has often been compared with a sea, a journey of some sort. And I find it in a lot of songs. I find it in poetry. And in our testimonies, sometimes we talk about the storms that we face. And a lot of the gospel is subject matter. It surrounds the Sea of Galilee and the River of Jordan and all of those things. And we're on a journey, and it's wind and waves and sunshine and storm. Praise God. And we just don't know which one of them are coming at what particular time. But we know that in our lives we'll see all of them. We'll have days that are days like Paul had when they put in and they call that place Fair Havens. Praise God. And that feels like where we're at today. We're at a nice, wonderful place and homecoming. And our port of call today is homecoming day at Massanova, a Pentecostal church. But this won't be our last port that we set into. This won't be the last time we'll have to strike sail after a while and leave. We'll have to push out to live sea again and go. Some of you be going back to the job in the morning. Amen. Some of you going here and there, children going back to school. But this day, this port of call that we're in right now will never be the same as it is right now. Praise God. If you look around among the folks that are here now, our familiar faces, some new faces, you're going to find out that if the Lord allows us to tarry again for another year, next year's port of call at homecoming will not look like this one does. Hey, man, there'll be ones that are gone and that are here now, and praise God, and there'll be sickness that'll be present that's not here now, amen, and there'll be things that are better that are bad right now, thank God, glory to God, but this ship that goes on live sea that we're sailing on, amen, tomorrow's port is out of our view, praise God, and so everything that we need to do, amen, lies in the port of today. It lies in the port of now. Lord God, if we're going to get anything from this service, from this homecoming day, amen, we must get it now. Hallelujah. We cannot wait. Amen. We cannot purloin this time. Amen. We can't put it off. Amen. Because we don't know if we got time to put it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can I say, we need this meeting. Praise God. Can I tell you, we need this revival. Hallelujah. We need its strength. We need its direction. We need its fellowship. We need its healing. We need its bits and pieces. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know the devil's going to try to steal everything you get in this revival. Glory to God. He's going to try to steal this day, this morning. He's going to try to steal this night. Y'all help me preach just a minute. Hallelujah. Did you know that in Genesis chapter 41, when the Pharaoh had told Joseph his dream, he said, there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by the reason of the famine following. Do you know the devil knows how to erase a good day? Woo, help me preach. Lord God. He knows how to erase a good day. While the Lord was telling Joseph and that, I'm trying to preach to you. He's trying to tell him there's going to be some good times, but then there's going to be some bad times that come that try to erase those good times. Praise God. And then the instruction of God, Brother Ricky Gein, amen, came to Joseph and he said, the answer is, amen, to take things from the good time and save them for the evil time. Praise God. To take bits and pieces from your storehouse, amen, and place them away, amen, that you might have them in a different day, amen, a darker day, a darker time, hallelujah. My grandpa was a berry picker, amen, he taught us how to berry pick. Praise God, when you went out with your pail and you're picking berries, amen, and you question him and you say, Pops, how come we're picking berries? He'd say, son, it'll taste better than a snowball in the middle of January. Praise God. And you know what? He's right, glory to God. And do you know what we're doing and what we need to do in these services? Praise God, we need to pick some things. We need, hallelujah, to pick some things. Amen, to gather some things together. Amen, that song that you sung, that message that you preached. Amen, the fellowship of your brethren. Praise God, we need to gather them together and place them in that safe place within our soul. Amen, that when hell comes, I'm breaking in on our lives. Praise God, we got something, amen, that the devil can't steal. We got something that he can rob away. Hallelujah. We took this bit and we took this piece. Hallelujah. And we put it away in a safe place that we might have something in a day of storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. My mama makes beat the devil pie. She's the only woman I know in all the world that makes beat the devil pie. Praise God. At one time, she didn't have a whole lot of stuff to work with. Amen. And they were picking wild strawberries. They picked wild strawberries. And when they got them together, Mommy had some leftover biscuits. Praise God. She mixed up a mixture and crumbled up them leftover biscuits and poured on them wild strawberries and mixed in some sugar and milk. And Daddy asked her, said, "What is it, Lottie?" And Lottie is my mommy's name. "What is it, Lottie?" And Lottie, my mommy said, looked at him kind of strange, and she said, "It's beat the devil pie." Hallelujah. Lord God. He said, "What do you mean?" She said, "We ain't got much of this, and we ain't got much of that. Praise God. But I took a little bit of this, and I took a little piece of that. Praise God. And I poured in a little sugar, amen, and poured on some milk. Glory to God. And you know what my favorite dessert is in all the world? It's beat the devil pie. Hallelujah. I've had to pull it out many a time. Amen. When I didn't have nothing left but just a verse or two of a song. Amen. Just an illustration or two left off of a sermon somewhere or another. Amen. A handshake. Praise God. Maybe a letter or a card in the mail. And I put them all together. And I laid them out before the devil. And I said, "Devil, I'm a having pie. I'm a having pie, devil. I've got a piece. And I've got a bit. Glory to God. And you're not taking me down. Hallelujah. Because I'm garnering things. I'm gathering things. I've came with a mind that I must gather, that I can fight." Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, a soldier that really is a soldier don't need a rifle. Hallelujah. You know, when they want to prove if you're a soldier or not, they drop you off without anything. Y'all help me preach a while. Sometimes they'll drop them with just a knife. And it's up to them to make it home. Woo! Jesus, on that day when them 7,000 was gathered, praise God, he got to looking around and had compassion on them. And he told them, he said, "I ain't gonna send them away like this." And they said, "Go out and see if you can find anybody that's got anything." And they found this lad. I like Lum and Abner. I don't know if anybody's been privileged to listen to Lum and Abner, but I like Lum and Abner. Lum would have said when he's a kid of a boy. He found a kid of a boy. Hallelujah. It had some fish and some bread. Hallelujah. Do you know this is one of the finest preachers that I know of right here? I mean, it's the first time we met, but we've played him around the house a lot. Glory to God. But you know, this preacher won't be able to give you homecoming. Oh, come on now. Jesus could have spoken. They could be fed. But you know what he was looking for? Somebody that brought something to the service. Huh? Just a kid of a boy. You know, when I've been dealt with, I wasn't raised in the house of God, wasn't raised in a Christian family. I didn't know a preacher. And if I did, I tried to stay away from Praise God. They're weird. And I was working in the coal mines at Little D Coal Company. And God sent me to work with two Osborne brothers, Johnny and Jim. And boys were about the meanest snakes before they got saved. You kind of remind me of an Osborne. Not the meanest snake part, but. I didn't know that there's a Vince Wilson. I didn't know that there's a Ralph Horton. I didn't know. I didn't know there's the Old and New Testament. I didn't know. I know the Lord's Prayer. I didn't know. But I know them two Osborne boys was different. Come on now, help me preach a minute. They never preached a sermon. We four of us rode in the cab of a pickup truck up on the hill to the mines. And we rode up there. Johnny, I don't know if y'all can tell or not, but I'm from southern New Jersey. Praise God. You can probably tell, but no, I'm not from New Jersey. I'm from southern western Virginia. You might have picked up on that. And we ate moon pies and drank RC colas, you know. And we'd stop on the way home from the mines and they'd get one. And Brother Mike, when Brother Johnny would get his drink, it was the old kind where you had to use the opener on. And he'd pop the lid off of that and he'd hold it there a minute. And he said, I thank you, my Lord Jesus. And he needed to go drinking. Brother McDonald, I watched that man every day. I wanted to see if he'd ever forget. Hallelujah. And I watched him. And I watched him. And bit by bit. And piece by piece. They begin to win me to Jesus. There's some of the finest brethren here that you'll ever meet, preaching brethren. But listen to me, church. Listen to me. You'll be the one that brings them into the house of God. It'll be your bits and pieces. It'll be your words that are dropped by the unction of the Holy Ghost. It'll be your songs that you sing. It'll be your life that you live. Y'all help me preach a minute. Praise God. And when you come into the house of God, glory to God, and you, y'all, you ever thought about bringing a little bit with you? I mean, getting you a song. A lot of folks are afraid to sing a new song. I'm gonna take a political deal. I'm gonna take a poll. P-O-L-E. How many of y'all would get mad if somebody sang a song that they never sung during this revival? Not a one. How many would really be proud if somebody tried that never tried before? How'd you like to see somebody get a hold of something that they've had at home and they've sung it at home and wondered if they could ever, praise God, try a little flight of it here behind the pulpit? Praise God, they've been waiting on a time. And a lot of times we think that homecoming revival ain't the time to do it. Amen. My God said, now's the time to try it. Now's the time to do it. Praise God. If you've been wanting to run around this altar, it's about high time you did it. If you've been wanting to walk around and shout glory to God and thank you, Jesus, it's about time you did it. Those bits and pieces, those things that we throw in together and we mix up together. And brother, it makes an explosion of heavenly proportions. Lord God, there are some things that have a shelf life. You know that? Woo, help me, Lord. There are some things that have a shelf life. Praise God. Come on, help me up, brother. You're sitting right there with that. Lord God. You know, in the Bible, if you read that scripture that I read to you about that boy and them loaves and fishes, at the end of that scripture, praise God, the Bible says he passed out the fish as much as wood. Praise God. But said he took up 12 baskets full of remnants, praise God, of bits and pieces from those loaves. Glory to God. You want to know why? Because the fish had a shelf life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it was gone when the meeting was over. Glory to God. It was gone, amen, when they closed out the meeting. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Amen. The Holy Ghost deals with you, young man. And he says, I want you to walk around that altar. Praise God. You said, hold on a minute. Wait just a minute till they sing one more time. And I'll walk. Glory to God. Praise God. And they sing one more time. Praise God. And you say, wait just one more time, Holy Ghost. Praise God. And they sing one more time. Praise God. And you're still ain't. Hallelujah. And you still, he's got a little bit for you to do. He's got a little piece for you to put in. Praise God. And that little bit and that little piece, amen, has a shelf life on it, and it's not going to be good. Amen. Once they say amen on this service, and brother, if you don't do it, it's going to be gone forever. Hallelujah. It's going to be gone forever. Thank you. Glory to God. Praise God. I watched that old boy, Jim Osborne, after he got saved. I learned to worship, amen, from that man that won me to Christ. I learned to worship from him. Amen. Big old mountain boy. Amen. Had a hand like a ham sandwich. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he got up to worship. I watched him stand up and the power of God begin to move on him. I saw them big old hands and raise up to heaven and begin to shake under the anointing of God. And brother, Ben, I stood up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he stood up, I stood up. Hallelujah. And glory to God. He began to walk around that altar. Praise God. And I said, that must be the way you do it. Praise God. So I headed out after him. And somewhere when I got around that altar, my bit, amen, touched heaven's plenty. My little bit, I touched heaven's plenty. And heaven came down. Glory to God. Do you know there's somebody here, some young person, some inexperienced person, that's looking at you saying to God, and they're wondering how to get in. How do I get in? How do I get the best of this revival? They're looking for you to cast in your piece and cast in your bit. Amen. They're looking for you. Amen. They might follow in your footsteps. Hallelujah. Oh, little is much. If God is in it, labor not for wealth and fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just a little of this and a little bit of that, a piece of this. Woo, glory, glory, glory. I wish I could preach this to you. Praise God. One writer said, But he said to bring our little, and he would add as much than all the heavenly windows would be opened at his touch. And blessings running over, even more than has been told, will be ours. He promises if his portion we don't withhold. Are we afraid to prove him? Is our faith and love so small that we grasp so tightly our little when he so freely and gave his all? Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I think I could come, amen, and lay something before the altar, God. I think I could put something in this service. I think I could put something in this revival. I believe we could have a great meeting. I believe we could have a great homecoming. Amen, if we all put in our bits and pieces and we all put our shoulder to the wheel. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. My friend says, Brother Randy Webb said, I didn't have it on my notes, but it came there. I heard Brother Randy say it. Did y'all hear him? Brother Randy said, get what you can and can what you get. Get what you can and can what you get. Hallelujah. You know much about canning? Praise God. You got to clean the jars up. You got to wash the jars. Hallelujah. You got to wash them good. My wife, hey, man, I like a shortcut every once in a while, but it don't fly with my wife and canning. Hallelujah. I said, this jar looks good. She said, it's going to get washed. Praise God. It's going to get washed. Hell, in the hot water, the sudsy hot water it went. Praise God, it got out of there. Amen. I said, looks good now. She said, nope, it's going in the oven. Hallelujah. And she puts it in the oven and she cranks the oven up and heats it up some more. Glory to God. I don't know if y'all can like that, but that's the way we can at a Godby's house because she told me to. But around this altar, vessels can be cleansed. Amen. To put in the bits and pieces and the fire of God's altar, the fire of God's altar. Amen. Heating up that vessel. Amen. And priming that vessel and making it ready. Amen. To pour in the benefits of God. Amen. To hold you in a cold time when the devil seems like he's in rule. And it seems like he's running over you. And it seems like there's no help anywhere. You pull the lid off and you pop the seal on the can. Amen. And then revival and then homecoming comes flooding in and fills up your heart and your soul. And the aroma, the sweet aroma, the precious aroma of the Holy Ghost fills your soul again. And you're glad. You're glad. You put up the bits and pieces. Hallelujah. 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 A boy gave his lunch to Jesus and 5,000 men besides women and children were fed. A slave girl spoke to her mistress about God and her master, healed of his leprosy, became a devout believer. Andrew told Peter about Jesus, and 3 years later, Peter preached a sermon on Pentecost. An aged monk counseled Martin Luther to trust God's forgiveness of his sins, and Luther, finding peace with God, became the pioneer of Protestantism. A Sunday school teacher visited Dwight Moody in a shoe shop. Just a little bit here and there. Hallelujah. A little group of students met by a haystack to pray for the lands where the gospel was unknown and the great movement of American foreign missions was launched. Praise God. Somebody get a song on your heart. We need this revival. I've heard, Brother Ricky, you care if I tell what you told me the other night? I was at the youth rally, Brother Ricky, and after the service, I heard him, and I'm not sure he's really talking to me or talking to himself or talking to God. It seemed like we all three got involved in it. And he said, I need this revival. I need this revival. I need to get in this revival. I need God to move in this revival. Hallelujah. How about you? How about yours? Do you need this revival? Would you be willing to put in your bits and pieces? Sometimes we get a little bashful backwards because if you don't play a banjo like Mike Sipes, praise God, or a mandolin like Brother Jerry, or praise God, or you can't wear suspenders like Brother John A., praise God. You feel left out. Well, God's waiting on your bit and your piece. Will somebody come and get us a song? And falling into place where two seas met. That's part of my text. They ran the ship aground and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. We live between those two seas. One writer said they're life and death, and they pound upon the hull of our being. Caught where two seas meet. That's where we're at right now. We spoke of Brother LD going on to glory, but we're only a heartbeat away, only a breath, only a last thought. We really do live our lives between those two seas. What I read to you was the end of a journey. The last moments of the ship. I like the last part of it, for it says the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. I just want to ask you this before we come and pray. Do you have enough bits and pieces to make it to shore? These made it safe to land because they found pieces and bits of the ship. Have you laid aside in the altar of your heart the things that render you admission into glory? Are you ready to step across that last threshold and look Him in the face? Do you have enough to complete the journey? My brother's preached this morning, and he spoke about folks that love God on Sunday and have more parts of the Lord in their heart. Praise God. Oh, it resounded with me. Praise God. I want enough to go through to glory. Praise God. I'd rather have too much than not enough. But do we have enough? Amen. To make a safe landing on the other side. Praise God. All right. Thank you, sister. Alfred Tennyson said, sunset and evening star and one clear call for me. And may there be no mourning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound or foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark. And may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out are born of time and place, the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. The difference between you and eternity lies in this week's meetings. You say, that's a bold statement, brother. We get strength to go day from day. Praise God. Amen. Sister, would you sing? I appreciate you being kind to me. Would you stand with me? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I've done my best to preach. I own every faltering and failure. But Lord, I wish that this message, Lord, would go home. Would you touch some heart, Lord, some soul, Lord, give courage. In Jesus' precious name, amen. They say some sailors, when a storm would get rough, they'd lash themselves to the mast to keep from being swept overboard. I've done it a time or two myself. In this ship of life, I've lashed myself, amen, with things that I found convenient to keep myself in a day of storm. Sometimes it's been a message. Sometimes it's been a song. Hallelujah. I felt the cold water of that sea dashing on my heart, my soul. Praise God. Well, thank God I'm here today. Thank God I'm here today. Hallelujah, because of bits and pieces. Glory to God. Are you here this day? This afternoon, and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, it'd be the easiest thing in all of this world. My brother made it so plain this morning. You just have to say, Lord. Praise God. Lord. Oh, are you here today and you're lost? Praise God. You don't have to be. You don't have to be. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Would you come, church? Gather in wherever you pray the best at. Go there right now. Go there right now. Pray for the meeting. Praise God. Pray for Brother McDonald. Oh, God, pray for your lost loved ones. Pray for those friends and neighbors. Pray for those that are watching you. Those that are listening to you.